Jingles.
This is the TK Jingles broadcast. It's September 29th, 2016. I'm your host, Jaron Agrelli. As always, we're going to play a bunch of songs from tkjingles.com. We will feature some of the usual dalliances into the cesspool and the schvitz. We got some listener mail, some haikus, some other fun surprises. Stick around. 50-50 shot you like this show. Tony's show is online at 11, so you're told. Get a phone and subscribe, ask for lessons if you roll. Local traffic, local weather, local news, and local sports. You can have it all together, and the crew is here, of course, and plausibly live.
It's the same old show, but Nigel does the news. And due to licensing, enjoy more Jason views. As for Old Man Song, now Tony does reviews. It's the same old show.
Commentary just outside D.C. from an undisclosed location, with lawyers employed to help Tony avoid a punitive and permanent vacation. It's the same old show, but Tony brought his son. You ask for hour three,
well, how about hour one? He used to cash fat checks, now he's got none. What has he done? It's the same old show.
And this is the same old show, too. A bunch of jingles and occasional nonsense. Not too much today. First, I wanted to share a haiku from Shad. We haven't heard much from on Tony's show lately. Said it beforehand. I'll say it again, who does not have a podcast. You know, the name of this show, for those of you unfamiliar with it, originated from a very cheap purchase that I made for a logo design. I was trying to get a logo design for a podcast, and I hired somebody from Southeast Asia who made a typo and called it a podcast, and that was just too stupid and hilarious not to keep. So let's play some songs up front here. We got some new music from KJ, and a really cool dramatic reading from Robert Berg with some background music from Jason Fuse. Another collaboration with Jason and Luke Overby, and then a new one from me.
Last Thursday show, Nigel read me the news. Told me a story about Panera's new food. Clean their pork and now it's improved. Now give me that dirty bacon. Now, as I said, it was a Thursday show. But he's in tune with what we need to know. Talking about NASA, now thanks Tone. Now we know what birdie and trash means. Birdie, now you're up. Barky, now you're down. Greedy, now you're up. Bogey, now you're down. Chippy, now you're up. Bogey, now you're down. Sandy, now you're up. She's a ring all around.
February 10, 2010. Dear Diary. Chuck Bell needs to die. I crushed him on the radio, but what I wanted to say and resisted is that I want to carve out his eyeballs, but keep them attached to the optic nerve. That's important. Lather them in honey and set them in a petri dish of Brazilian fire ants. Also, I bought some new pants from Lord & Taylor that I took back three times, but ultimately decided to keep. But I'm afraid they make my rear end look big. I'm so ugly. I hate them. February 19, 2010. Dear Diary. Gene wants me to give up crushing people for Lent, but that's 40 days! 40 days! My moronic colleagues say all kinds of terrible things about me, most of which are probably true, but reciprocity? I bet most of my colleagues don't even know what the word means. I work with idiots. I am so much smarter than them, and I just know they resent me for it. It's not easy being the cleverest guy in the room. By the way, Diary, you know who's still getting it done? Lauren Bacall. Oh my god. I don't care if she is 86. I wonder if she knows who I am. She might watch PTI. I sure hope so. She's so cute. March 7, 2012. Dear Diary. People at this station are abject, knuckle-dragging, cretinous bags. Someone spilled coffee all over the board of my studio yesterday for some stupid public access level waste of time. The game is afoot, Diary. I intend to find them and fillet their pancreas right in front of their arrogant damn face. And then I'm gonna spread it on some Ritz crackers and shove this culinary nightmare into their smug pie hole. Also, there's no grapefruit juice at the Safeway again. April 16, 2012. Dear Diary. The NFL schedule just came out. Oh, God. On September 17th, I would have gone to Atlanta.
Yeah, you can be checkers, you can be chess, you can be a frisbee or rector set.
You can be a baby doll, you can be a ball, only the best toys get enshrined in the hall.
You can be Monopoly or alphabet blocks,
yeah.
Wait, they led in a cardboard box.
The blanket was inducted, this is insane, what lame brain is selecting who makes it?
Toy Hall of Fame,
yeah.
You know, I get the Atari games.
Yeah.
But a swing, that's kind of a name.
Hold up. That's furniture.
And a stick, someone needs to explain.
A stick? Come on, man.
How are all these things in the Hall of Fame?
I can see the kite. Legos belong here.
Yeah.
But the Super Soaker had one good year.
He was probably on the juice. And what about Clue? A teddy bear's no toy, but it's in before you.
Yeah, a blanket is a covering. A stick is a plant. Can you get them at a toy store?
No, you can't. And bubble wrap is packaging. How could you claim that what you would use a shift stick should be
in the Toy Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Some inductees are really lame.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So could someone please explain?
Honestly,
how Bubbles should receive this acclaim?
Bubbles?
Before coloring book in the Toy Hall of Fame.
Bubbles? We're talking about Bubbles?
Why is it in the Hall of Fame?
Bubbles?
Who runs this Hall of Fame?
Michael Wilbon will be on the show later in the show. This is The Open. We have the A team here. We have SG3, Gary Braun, and we have Chris Saliza. Michael Kornheiser is here tonight.
Listening again, recovering from the weekend. Think I need my ears checked. Tony, did you say Chris is on the A-team? Oh, how that pains me. Just like drinking gasoline, it's crazy, don't you see? Slowly sinking ratings, littles all complaining, and they scream, this show stinks, and though it's free to us, so many things we'd rather do instead. I'd put a nail gun up against my head. And though you know I really love this show, most times certain co-hosts really drive me nuts, except for Gary Braun and G. McManus. So Liz is great sometimes, but just once a week. Yeah, stick to once a week.
There are certain topics we try to avoid on the podcast, but after hearing that A-team comment, I just couldn't help myself with that song. So hopefully I was able to skirt a line there without being too mean or snarky. Hopefully everybody can have fun with that. All right, here's four more great new songs. Sean Morrissey, a new entry from Zach I wanted to share here, who hasn't submitted a song before. And then Joe Arrow and Jason Fuse rounding out a really strong week.
You talk about movies on this show on Fridays. You know the ones he leaves early, about 20 to go. And what about parking? I hope it's not credit only. Straight cash always homie, he'll wait for on demand. Come discuss sequels or Melissa McCarthy. She plays the same trick every role, but it still makes Tone laugh. Snicker with Gene on Ruffalo, discuss Michael F. and Kane. Come talk about movies on this show Fridays.
I drove my Subaru down Connecticut last night. I sat forever at every traffic light. It almost seems that an orange man is watching me. I can see him mouthing numbers and his eyes filled with glee. Well, I've got a brand new DC license plate for Mr. Tony to read. Evens and odds and hundreds, some so many possibilities. He's been keeping track for a while of these car IDs. Well, I've got a brand new DC license plate for Mr. Tony to read.
You'll never go to Assateague House to see the little ponies. You won't be seen at Golden Corral with Alan Bubis, your one and only. But you'll pass out on a plane, 'cause you're only Tony. You'll text your kid when it rains. Yeah, you're only Tony. When you were fired from writing columnettes, it hurt your little feelings. And when you're on the Bay Bridge, we can bet the other drivers can hear you squealing. You're old and bald and so rough. Yeah, you're only Tony. But you'll still beg for free stuff, because you're only Tony. You're only Tony.
You know I'm a geezer, I don't understand new things. I had to call a man once to help plug in my TV. Now I've got my own podcast that I don't know how to download. When I'm asked how, I say it's easy and then feign an episode. Well, you know I quit my job to do the same thing for free. Sometimes I wonder where I am and hold that thought, I gotta go pee. I'm so afraid of everything. I'm old, so old. White lie, white lie. Now what was I saying? Oh, have you seen my cane? I'm old, so old.
Eight great new entries from tkjingles.com this week. The one that really made the biggest impact is one that actually was put together last spring for the TK Jingles Live Even Liver event, a collaboration between Joe, Jason, and KJ that was originally an idea that was submitted via email to TK Jingles. You can email me podcast@tkjingles.com with your ideas. You can also post an idea to tkjingles.com on the ideas page and get somebody else to put it to music. Anyway, that idea was Dairy Queen, and just such a wonderful and hilarious song. I think it's one of the top five easy of all time. and they played it on the show finally, but it was clipped because, as you notice, there's a time restriction now with the new format. Even though the show is basically the same, they played these jingles, it's a little bit shorter. So I wanted to tee it up with a collaboration by Bill and Brad called Your Jingle's Just Too Long, and then play that Dairy Queen song in its entirety because it deserves it. Here you go.
Long like a segment with SZA or an email about a bet, never ending or beginning with a point you just don't get, like a text exchange on tickets or a tale of carapace or an anecdote on shopping and the boat shoes that he wears. Like a one-percenter story about places where he dines, or the struggles to find parking when he buys a case of wine. Like the size of Carville Schlong, your jingle's just too long.
Song is just so perfect. You know, going forward, it's going to be tough because something like that, it lends itself to almost a full-length rendering. So the jinglers are going to have to put together two versions, like a radio or a podcast, I guess, a podcast-friendly version that clips like in a minute or less, as you need to do, and then maybe a longer version for the website, this podcast, live performance, whatever else. Looking back, there's so many great jingles that wouldn't have had the impact, or like Goodbye RG3, I think it's like 2 minutes long. There's some of these things that you really need the whole breadth of the song to develop a joke or a concept. But now that's our challenge, to figure out how to make it fit. And, I've always kind of hammered home that point that you got to keep it short and sweet. And usually that works, but every now and then there'll be an exception. So maybe they'll make an exception every now and then on the show. But for now, I would not anticipate that. So I would reiterate, keep them short. All right, now let's revisit a segment that has become far more controversial than I expected when I kicked it off. The cesspool post of the week. I'd like to remind you all that you can join the conversation with fellow littles at thiswebsitestinks.com, Bill Laheka's message board. Now, this week's cesspool post of the week comes from Jack Presley. Jack says, I got so bored with the overuse of the come on man sound, and I think I've had enough with La Cheesery now as well. And I gotta say, I agree with Jack. You know, it's really annoying when somebody repeats a joke or an idea so many times until it's not funny and just beat it to the ground. Oh, Schmitz break.
Are you hungry? I wanna know. If you are, there's a place where we both should go.
Is it Chili's?
Oh no, but they've got ribs.
Is it Chuck E. Cheese?
Not even close, don't bring the kids. If you wanna know where I'd love to go, it's to the Schmitz.
What is a Schmitz?
Oh, it's to the Schmitz. The front door opens, then closes tight. You're in a dark room and hear folks scream and
no!
You'll be real scared, but try to keep your wits, 'cause that's just part of the Schmitz.
Do you pay in cash?
Oh no, that's not the way. Offer something else and you'll receive a steak. If you wanna know where I wanna go, it's to the Schmitz.
Let's hit the Schmitz.
Oh, oh, it's to the Schmitz.
Let's hit the Schmitz.
So anyway, Jack does make a good point about repetitive jokes, and like all things on Tony's show, I'm sure that come on man sound will eventually die a well-deserved death. I'd like to also point out that somebody who both Brad and I have taken a shot at on this podcast is the one responsible for bringing that clip to the show. So let's pay homage to that right now.
I never guessed, but I should have figured. You're the one who brought that clip. It's in half the tweets you put on Twitter. Come on, man. Gonna stab myself with a cocktail fork if I hear that freaking clip once more. Should have known it was you. Should have known it was you, Saliza. Should have known it was you, Saliza. Should have known it was you, Saliza.
We've been having a lot of fun with Saliza today, so why let the fun stop there? You know, with the passing of Arnold Palmer this week, there was reflection on the Arnold Palmer drink and that he could go into a restaurant and order himself. And so Chris Saliza made a crack that he likes to go into restaurants and order a Saliza. And Gary Braun made a comment about what that might be. He said, oh, is that elderflower liqueur? And anyway, so Littles have sent in some suggestions for other recipes of what a Saliza might be. Paul says it's a mix of piss and vinegar with a shot of fear. Sonia says a Saliza is totally an appletini. Jonathan, bitters, apple-flavored vodka, bitters, cold shavings, bitters. Bitters seems to be a theme that's going to come up here. John, tequila, pineapple juice, bitters. Kooky Reynoso, a Saliza is a watered-down Kornheiser served in a Dixie cup. Alex, a Saliza is a 1%er Ward 8, sub-cognac for whiskey, OJ lemon juice, grenadine. Todd, Decay, a Saliza is wine in a beer mug. And last, and my favorite, Mike from Burke, a Saliza is Summer's Eve and tonic with bitters. Ah, oh, that's
big to say. Did he win a contest or just a bet? Maybe it's a black mask scheme that we don't understand yet. Too much of a good thing can be a curse. Too much of a bad thing is so much worse.
All right, I've gotten some nice notes from folks this past week enjoying the podcast. You can email me ChineseFood@tkjingles.com with your thoughts and food orders. You can send me your Saliza recipe ideas for next week's show. Always welcome your feedback. Hope you're enjoying this. That's it for today's show, folks. It's a short one, although it took a surprisingly large amount of work. So, you know, it's like every week it's 24 minutes or it's 45 minutes, and somehow it still takes several hours to put together. So I hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back here next week, hopefully, with another exciting edition of the TK Jingles broadcast.
You never give Junior money, and then you blame it on the radio station. Take some of that cash from Window Nation and pay the man. Why is Junior so stubborn? He won't do this show as a favor. You know it's simply not in his nature. Brother needs money for pants.
I'm in college, I need help. Though I'm a young, ungrateful whelp, won't you write my paper, Tony? Now hold on, please don't shout. Give me a minute, hear me out. I only need you to write like 50 pages. The littles and the mailbag, best part of the show. The littles and the mailbag.
We have a tremendous amount of wonderful tunes that have been sent in lately, all applicable to things that have happened within the last 2 or 3 days.